hear that? Those are the sounds of what some people are calling the third industrial revolution. But this isn't just about industry in the traditional sense. This revolution touches health, space, and beyond. By now, you've probably heard of the tools making it possible, the 3D printers that can create anything. But since being introduced into the mainstream, 3D printers have started to reach frontiers well beyond even our wildest expectations. Welcome to The Future According to Now, a podcast from Fidelity Investments and Atlantic Rethink, the branded content studio at The Atlantic. Technology holds so much potential. Some of it sounds really far-fetched, but some of it matters right now. This podcast explores groundbreaking innovations that hold real potential to change our lives in the foreseeable future.
One of the very first targets in my group was trying to create a new ink that can be used for bone regeneration.
That's Ramil Shah, an assistant professor of material science and engineering at Northwestern University. Her lab focuses on developing new functional material inks for extrusion-based 3D printing. In other words, they're printing bones.
So we started off in trying to print hydroxyapatite, which is the main mineral component of natural bone. And we were able to create a formulation that seemed to work very nicely with it. It was very flexible.
The hydroxyapatite that she mentions is the building block to human bones. When 3D printed on its own, hydroxyapatite can be very brittle. But with the special ink that Ramil's team developed, it stays flexible and porous. This is a major breakthrough in bone replacement. Bones don't have to be taken from one part of a patient's body, like the bone grafting that happens now. Bones can also be custom sized, and there's no longer a need for metal rods, which are susceptible to bacterial infection.
If we put stem cells onto these hyperelastic bone, they actually start to turn into bone cells without any addition of other proteins or molecules that induce bone formation. Then once you put it inside the patient, it remodels over time, so the material degrades, but it gets replaced by new bone. And this allows it to grow with the patient. Over time, it remodels and becomes natural tissue.
A similar process can be used to 3D print the human tissues that make up our organs.
If you're targeting regeneration of a heart or a liver or a kidney, they all have different cell types. We can take cells out of organ structures and mince that tissue, and then we're trying to put them into our inks because it's been shown that if you put stem cells inside these types of decellularized materials, they can turn those cells into that specific tissue.
Twenty-two Americans die every day waiting for an organ transplant. This technology will be a lifesaver for the over 100,000 Americans waiting in line. These leaps forward in 3D printing are capturing the imaginations of every industry. From manufacturing, medical advancements, and more, everyone is embracing 3D printing for its ease of use, cost-effectiveness, and practically endless innovation. Take, for instance, space exploration. 3D printers are also at the heart of advancements in outer space. The SpaceX shuttle to Mars is powered by a 3D printed engine called the Super Draco. Boeing has developed a 3D printing process that works in zero gravity space. You know that saying, the sky's the limit? Well, when it comes to the next generation of 3D printing, the sky's just the beginning.
Start booster ignition and liftoff of the Space Shuttle Discovery.
The first time I saw a space shuttle launch, I was a little kid, and it was from like my front yard. I lived across the entire state of Florida from Cape Canaveral, and it really just, from that distance, looks like a little star.
As a kid, Jason Dunn dreamed of becoming an aerospace engineer. But as he started a coveted internship at the Kennedy Space Center, NASA retired the space shuttle program. Still, Jason clung to his dream.
There'll be a point where we go to Mars and people live there, and they'll have bases on the moon and people live on the moon.
So Jason started Made in Space.
What we're focused on right now at Made in Space is building technology that allows us to manufacture in space and eventually using the resources of space to do the manufacturing so that nothing comes from planet Earth.
3D printing is vital to his plan.
So we started working with NASA to design 3D printers that would work in space. In 2014, we launched the first 3D printer. One of the highlights was one of the astronauts had misplaced a tool. And when we heard that, we designed a new one, had it certified by NASA and 3D printed all within a 5-day period. What we did was we proved that there's literally no faster way to send things into space than this technique that we call digital launch.
Wrenches are one thing, but when it comes to building things in space, Jason is ultimately interested in much bigger things.
We have a current program with NASA called Arconaut. It's like architecture astronaut, and it's a robotic spacecraft that when it's in space will build those things. It just gets into space and builds giant antennas. So let's imagine it builds an antenna dish the size of a football stadium. So maybe like 100 yards across. That kind of antenna could provide global broadband internet straight to your devices in your house.
Jason sees a massive business opportunity in space. In his view, a world of possibilities expands to a universe of possibilities.
Industries advance when they can do things better, faster, and cheaper. And there are applications today where 3D printing clearly makes that happen.
Caroline Tall is an equity analyst at Fidelity Investments, responsible for covering technology stocks.
The technology was traditionally used for things like prototypes, or what you could think of as parts that make finished parts, so molds, patterns, and pieces for production lines. What we're seeing today is the increased use of 3D printing for functional finished parts. There are some specialty parts where the benefits of printing outweigh the cost. One great example of this from the aerospace world is ductwork for military and commercial jets. Traditional ductwork was made of dozens of parts with various fasteners that needed to be put together. The 3D printed version is one single piece, streamlining documentation and inspections, plus saving weight, which is paramount because it drives fuel savings.
These are changes she's seeing in manufacturing methods, changes that could impact the overall costs of manufacturing. If other industries start to follow that example, 3D printing becomes a complete game changer.
Aerospace has some really great examples, and I think the medical and dental industries have that as well. 3D printing is changing how doctors perform surgeries in a few ways. First, the ability to print an anatomical model from an MRI helps surgeons to create a surgical plan ahead of time, which improves efficiency in the OR as well as outcomes. We've also started to see printed products such as titanium implants that can be customized. Tens of thousands of these implants were sold this year, but over time that should grow rapidly.
But Caroline thinks the tools still need to evolve. Then 3D printing can go from niche to a practical, cost-effective solution in these industries.
To expand the amount of products that can economically be 3D printed, we really need to improve the economics of the tools. So that means making them go faster so you can get more stuff out of your very expensive tool, or print in new innovative materials. There are a lot of really exciting specialty applications, but they're quite small today.
Just a few years ago, gadget blogs were buzzing with the arrival of 3D printers. They posted demo videos of rudimentary machines slowly tapping out fragile-looking miniature models. Bloggers hinted at greater things to come, but we couldn't conceive what that meant at the time. Today, 3D printing isn't just a new mode of production or manufacturing. It's at the heart of innovation. Perhaps years later, as we dine on our 3D printed meals while wearing our 3D printed shoes, we'll look back on this as that time when 3D printing grew up. The Future According to Now is a podcast from Fidelity Investments and Atlantic Rethink, the branded content studio at The Atlantic. To learn more or to get in touch, visit us at theatlantic.com/fidelitypodcast. Listen on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Next time, we'll explore how a revolutionary gene editing technology is changing the world. Thank you for listening. Promotional content produced by Atlantic Rethink, the branded content studio at The Atlantic for Fidelity Investments. Fidelity and Atlantic Rethink, the branded content studio at The Atlantic, are independent entities. The views and opinions expressed by the speakers are their own and do not necessarily represent the views of Fidelity or its affiliates. Information presented is for information purposes only and is not investment advice or an offer of any particular security. This information must not be relied upon in making any investment decision. Fidelity cannot be held responsible for any type of loss incurred by applying any of the information presented. These views must not be relied upon as an indication of trading intent of any Fidelity fund or Fidelity advisor. Fidelity and the Fidelity Investments and Pyramid Design logo are registered service marks of FMR LLC, copyright 2016. All rights reserved. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE SIPC, 900 Salem Street, Smithfield, Rhode Island, 02917.